The BBC presents My Music, a radio panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Yes, My Music takes the air again, so don't say you haven't been warned. As always, it's Ian Wallace, paired with Dennis Norden, competing in musical knowledge against David Franklin and Frank Muir. We usually start with some orchestral sounds, otherwise known as the What Is It and Who Wrote It round. This time, just for a change, gentlemen, we'll have the title and the singer, please, identified from the middle bits of songs. Ian, we start with you, as always. Remember, it's the title we want and the name of the chap singing it.
Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man and man must have a mate that no one can deny.
Singer and the song, Ian.
That's Jack Jones.
It's Jack Jones, indeed. And the song?
As Time Goes By.
That's your other mark.
That song actually takes me back a very, very long way to the war, indeed. Because I think it came from a film called Casablanca.
Yeah.
And one of the little things that I used to do at troop concerts by way of a little entertainment after I had sung was to do an imitation of the Prime Minister of that time singing that particular song, which, as far as I remember, went something like, you must remember this. Kiss. Still a kiss. Sigh. It's just a sigh.
Ian, you have two marks. Dennis, again, what's the song and who's the bird? Principal is nice,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes. It's that that great sort of send-up record. What was her name?
Yes. I want two names, please, for her.
Well, it was Joe Stafford, actually.
Yes, that's right. Masquerading as...
As Darlene Edwards.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, alias yeah. Joe Stafford and her husband, Paul Weston. And the other mark, the song.
Yes, Cocktails for Two.
Yes, two marks to you. David, who's this and which song?
I'll fight this bull fighter, I will. When I catch the biter, life's sworn I will kill. He shall die.
He shall die.
He shall die.
He shall die.
He shall die. Did I die.
The song is The Spaniard That Blighted My Life,
yes.
Which I think was originally made popular by Billy Merson.
Possibly
but
over
this
here,
this isn't Billy Merson. This is that well-known baritone, Mr. Stanley Holloway.
Yes, that's right. And in America, I think very much a Frank Crummett song, unless I'm mistaken. Anyway, Stanley Holloway's right. Spaniard That Blighted My Life, two marks. Frank, your turn. And for you, it's just one line from near the end of the song.
Though you dream, speak to us, and long.
Well, it's Satchmo.
Yes,
isn't it?
That's right.
And if ever his mo was satching, it was doing that.
Yes. The song.
It's one known in the trade as a screamer.
Yes.
Isn't it? I walk. Oh, you'll never walk alone.
That's the title.
Yes, you'll never walk. One of those.
You have two marks, Frank, because you got the title, You'll Never Walk Alone, and you got the artiste, Louis Armstrong. Here's a not-too-easy round concerning songs, songs and show people. Ian, what can you tell me about the Liechtenstein national anthem? In fact, kindly hum a few bars. Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein. Yeah. Let me get out my book of national anthems.
I'll give you a key.
I think this... Oui, that's,
just hum a few.
Gott save our gracious König. Or some such.
It is, in fact, the same. Yes, you've got it. It's the same tune as Our God Save the Queen, and you get one out of one. Dennis, what can you tell me about Lord Charles Cavendish's brother-in-law?
Lord Charles Cavendish's brother-in-law?
Yes.
I can, in fact, tell you very little about Lord Charles... Sir Charles... Was it Lord Charles?
Lord Charles Cavendish...
Brother-in-law.
You don't know, do you?
Yeah.
Lord Charles Cavendish's wife was Adele. Adele Astaire.
Yes.
Became Lady Charles Cavendish. Her brother,
yes.
Fred Astaire. So I really can't give you a mark there. David, what can you tell me about Christopher Columbus?
Apart from the obvious fact that he discovered America, and I'm sure you didn't want to know that.
Well, I did know already. I'd heard.
Well, he sort of did. Don't let's go into that. He's in a lyric by Cole Porter.
You didn't expect me to know that, did you?
No, that's possible. That
this is something... Oh, wait a minute.
Something an in opera. Your line. Yes, an opera. That's what I want to know.
By Darius Milhaud.
Yes. Well done indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, an opera true. Written in 1928 by Darius Milhaud. You're right. Yes.
David always seems to be able... Snatch? David always seems to be able to pull a camel out of a hat.
Actually, Dennis will remember a tune that used to go... Remember? That was called Christopher Columbus as well. That would have done as an alternative title. David, you got it.
They all told that Christopher Columbus...
Yeah, yes, only it's Gershwin.
Oh, it's I said Cole Porter.
You meant George Gershwin.
Give or take a trade.
Frank, here's your question. What can you tell me, please, about fallen fairies?
Extremely be wary when picking them up. What do you know about? What is the significance of this oblique question?
Well, it is intended to have something to do with music.
Fallen Fair, is it Paradise Lost in some way?
No.
El Paradiso...
It's a terribly clever and ingenious idea on your part. No, it was the work of two very famous musical people.
Muir and Norton.
Who didn't... Who didn't usually work together. No,
I wondered. I wondered if there's anything... You know how little I know about them. I was just...
Well, no, but I think, you know, in your defence from the other team, there was a fallen fairy in Iolanthe.
Precisely.
She was away down Iolanthe herself. She lived upside down in a river because I won't tell you why. But,
absolutely right. That's why I didn't ask you what can you tell me about a fallen fairy. That's why I asked you what can you tell me about fallen fairies.
Well, it's Iolanthe and somebody else.
And nobody loves them when they're over 40.
Fallen Fairies was the title of a 1909 light opera by Edward German and W.S. Gilbert. And it was not a success, I
We've got say. Half a mark.
It was a failure.
He said Gilbert and Sullivan, sir. And
I think half a mark would be fine.
Thank you.
It's quite amazing how little one needs to hear of a well-known piece of music in order to identify it. And if you don't believe me, try for yourselves. Ian, here's the very first chord and then the very last chord of a famous piece of music. In between comes something like 29 minutes of what? That's the question. Here's the first chord. And here's the last chord. What comes in between?
A very popular piece of music by a Scottish, or at least a composer of Scottish extraction.
Scottish grandfather, to be precise.
Yes, a Scottish grandfather called Greg from Aberdeen. Which the Scots never fail to point out. Known in Norway as Edvard Grieg, and it goes on...
Piano concerto. A minor, yes, mark to you. Dennis, in your case, we have just the first two words of a song and then the last two words. Which song begins...
I left...
and ends...
Army...
The shape of the bridge.
Difficult, isn't it?
Yes, I left my heart in San Francisco. Yes. Tony Bennett in the saddle. Yes. Yeah.
David, in your case, back to orchestral music. What comes between... and some 35 minutes later...
You were too generous, Steve.
You got it from the first
note. Well, no, from the second note. If you'd left it at the first chord.
Yes.
But it was the note in the bass that gave it away. It's Rach.
Yes.
Rach number two.
Yes, Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. You're right. Frank, just to show how brilliant you are, I've isolated for you a single closing chord.
Thank you.
What ends with this?
National anthem.
Whose national anthem?
Am I
now, the audience has got it. I'm not going to help you, Frank, because somebody in the audience has got it. It was,
She Loves You.
Yes, She Loves You by the Beatles. Yeah. It was that very last chord. Most distinctive chord. So you don't get a mark, I'm afraid.
Nay, as far as I'm concerned.
Leading by half a mark at the moment, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. How about that?
Thank you.
Let's move on to the piano medley. Heads together, two versus two this time, to see if you can get the correct titles of the six tunes in your medley.
Oh,
Ian and Dennis first, here's your medley.
Turn.
So, Ian and Dennis, how do you get on? Six tunes, half a mark each. First one.
In the Hall of the Mountain King.
From Peer Gynt by Grieg, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Second
then
one.
Then my colleague will get the next
one. Well, the second one is the one we always associate, or Frank and I always associate with Dickie Murdoch.
Yes.
Ballet, I think it's actually called Ballet Egyptienne, but it's, he sings it to
was
the
Was that Wilson, Keppel and Betty?
Wilson, Keppel and
well,
Betty.
Well, yeah, Dickie, my aunt Fanny had a haberdashery, but now she lives at Burton-on-Trent.
That's it, yeah.
Or Ballet Egyptian, as you said, for the half mark, yes.
And next. The third was one of Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsodies.
Have a guess.
Two. Yeah. Thank you.
I only pointed out you were two.
Yes, I'm sure you did. Steve, thank you. Then there was Yellow Submarine.
Yes.
And then there was one that neither of us got, I think.
Yes, it was. It was one of those things that everybody knows and nobody can put a title to.
Then Ruins Cromwell.
And one of the ruins of Cromwell knocked a bad a bit.
Yes. So you've got two and a half marks.
And we might get another one if they'd help us with the one we
didn't get. The missing one was Poor John. Poor John.
Yeah.
The penultimate tune. Two and a half marks out of three. Yes.
Looked at me and said, well...
Poor John, that's the one, Frank. Frank, it's your turn now, in association with David Franklin, as usual. More piece of paper, and your six tunes beginning now. Right. Let's see how we got on with those. Any idea of the first one, David?
He likes, does it? Stig Diane.
No, the first, let's start at the beginning, please.
Witchwood Blue.
Yeah,
Witchwood
Blue, I thought you'd never know that. Witchwood Blue by Cattell.
Hurry up, I'm knocked about.
We've got them all. Spread a Little Happiness.
Yes.
Spread a Little Happiness. Yes. I've got Query, the next one. Blank Sheet.
Well, I've been feeding you.
We knew it.
But we didn't know the third dum bum ba dum bum ba bum. That one.
What was it?
Ba dum ba dum ba dum.
the third movement from Tchaikovsky's Pathetic Symphony. Right, next one, please.
Mack the Knife.
I thought you'd give it the German title, David.
Mack.
Beggar's Opera.
That's not German.
No, the Dreigroschen Oper.
Thank you. Yes, so your honour is satisfied. That's right. Yeah. Right, you've got that one. And two more, please.
We have a bit of a gap here.
Yes, right. Okay.
And then we have Steak Diane.
Or Diane.
Yes.
The one you missed was the last but one, J'attendrai, or sometimes known as Au Revoir. The one that went
That's one of those bleaters, isn't it? J'attendrai.
Next round. And this is where we test your knowledge of cliché, film cliché. You'll hear some characteristic screen music, and when it ends or when it fades, I want you please to come straight in with whatever you think might come next. A commentator's voice, perhaps, or a line of dialogue, or even a commercial, but please for some imaginary product. It's up to you. Straight in, please, when the music ends. Ian Wallace, you first.
Terrible squelching thud. And I sat in my chair. I couldn't move. I was so frightened. I couldn't go and investigate. I just sat there, staring blankly into space. And then I heard drip, drip, drip. And I knew that I had to go and look. I knew I had to go and see what had happened, so I forced myself out of the chair, and I went across the room, and I could see it dripping down onto the lino. Drip, drip. It was raspberry jam. Tiddles had knocked over the last pot of my homemade raw. I know it's runny, but it was the last. There it was. Dripping onto the floor.
Oh, well done, yes. Found that rather moving. Two marks after two, Ian. It was the piece of music was actually called Who Done It, so you weren't far wrong, even with the composer's intention. So here's something short and sweet for Dennis Norden.
You too. You two can walk home blithely, free from the threat of acid stomach. Get rid of tummy complaints once and for all by calling it our service, Rent-A-Tum.
Two marks to you, Dennis. The piece of music is actually called Short Fat Sam. David Franklin, here's some music, and again, you in as soon as it ends, please.
The school orchestra at Eton College accompanies the triumphant arrival on the platform of the youngest of the royal princes to receive his prize for coming fourth in the inter-house sack race.
Yes, you certainly got the royal connection because its title is King's Champion. I'll give you two marks at any time. Here's something rather exotic for Frank Muir.
Motion picture which exposes the bosom of the Far East the bosom of a culture that has existed since time immemorial. The bosom of Angela Proudfoot, go-go dancer of the Asian Hilton Hotel. Sail on the sampan beneath those golden spikes, beneath which the natives listen to Greenhorn and Tenderfoot and other cowboy pictures. This is the real East. This is the story of Sumatra, entitled I Got There My Way.
Not far wrong. The composer's title was East of Java. In this final round, the answer is in the words of a song, and Ian's song will, as usual, come last. So, Dennis, remember to sing your answer, please. From what apparent optical defect does your Serenus Canarius Canarius suffer?
Oh. My canary has... I can't remember the tune. I can't remember the word.
A bit of a cold.
You're doing fairly well up to now.
I'm doing this show with a cold and a temperature of 98.4. My canary has circles under his eyes. Yes. Sung by Elsie Carlyle.
Yes, or two marks. You've made a manful stab at it, considering your condition. David, what did the waiter shout to the embarrassment of the impecunious diner?
The waiter bellow through the hall, we don't serve bread with one fish ball. Ho, ho, the waiter bellow through the hall, we don't serve bread with one fish ball.
Near enough, yes.
What do you mean, near enough?
Well, the waiter roared it through the hall, you will get no bread with one fish ball,
That's the revised version. Mine is the authorised.
There's also an unauthorised version of it.
Yes. Well, the King James version is all right. I always like the moral in the last verse. Who would have bread with his fish ball must get it first or not at all. Two marks. Frank, who has been without sustenance so long that he's forgotten where his face is?
Without food so long, I forgot where my face is. I'm Bert. Bert, I haven't a shirt, but my people are well off, you know. Almost everyone knows me. From Smith to Lord Rosebery, I'm Burlington Bertie from Bow.
Yes, yes. Very good. Two marks. So we come to you, Ian. Genealogically speaking, you and I have at any rate two ancestors in common. After leaving Mesopotamia, where did they set up house?
Yes, that's...
I'm ready with a key, if you...
Oh, you're ready with a key?
If you've got it,
yes. I'll give you a verse.
Calm and tall green meadow and lane, birds on the waving bough, beetling cliffs to the surging main, rich red rawn for the plough. Devon's the fount of the bravest blood that braces England's breed. Her maidens fair as the apple buds, and our men are men indeed. Well, that's a relief. Since Adam and Eve were dispossessed of the garden hard by heaven, they planted another one down in the west. T'was Devon, glorious Devon.
Glorious Devon, and that's where our show ends at any rate for this week. I hope you'll join us next time. Meanwhile, this edition has been a victory by half a mark for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. The questions were compiled by our chairman, Steve Race, and the program was produced for the BBC by Tony Shryan.
You've been listening to My Music from the BBC, heard each week at this time. This is the WFMT Fine Arts Network.